Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, and it's time for our live local interview. I have a couple of folks in the studio with me today from the Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in, and good morning, Clark.
Good morning.
So we've got Clark Edwards. He's an intern with the ASFT. I want to make sure I get this right. Mm-hmm. And Tara Racine is the communications coordinator. And we are here to talk about the Seafood Festival. Tara, yeah. I'm going to ask you to start a little bit. Just give me kind of a big picture about what the Seafood Festival is.
Yeah, so the Sitka Seafood Festival, anyone who's been around Sitka for a bit knows it has a long history, many years of different seafood-related events for the community. This year, we're stretching it out a bit through the whole season, so it has already begun with, we had a paint and snack recently, and we have a few more events coming up that we'll talk about, and then it's going all the way until Labor Day weekend. It's a big stretch with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, lots of stuff going on from now. Actually, mm-hmm. It already started, right?
And mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm used to thinking of the Seafood Festival as a single event, like a one-day thing, and it's definitely not that at all.
Not this year, no, because we had the opportunity to partner with a lot of different organizations and in town, and so we just wanted to incorporate as much as we can and make this really a community event, and so everybody has a little bit of a stake in it. It's not just owned by one organization, but also it's a busy time for everybody. Alaskans are busy in the summer, and so this gives everyone hopefully an opportunity to pick and choose and do stuff as they're available throughout the season.
Great. Well, let's talk about the first thing that's coming up. The first thing, I have to, if whoever been listening for the last 3 hours or 2.5 hours here, I've been talking about a seafood banquet for tomorrow, but it's not tomorrow because that's been moved. So my bad. I'll take full responsibility for that one. But the next event that is coming up is a fisheries trivia night.
Mm-hmm,
she
right.
says.
Yeah,
I'm going to ask you, Clark, to talk a little bit about that one.
Yeah, so we're having the Seafood Trivia Night on July 29th, this upcoming Monday from 7 to 9 at the Bayview Pub. So it's all going to be seafood-based trivia. There's going to be 3 rounds. You can have a team of 4, and there'll be prizes for the first, second, and third place teams.
I would have to find some people to help me because I think I would probably be pretty bad at
I'm looking around the office for some answers, but Clark's been keeping it under wrap and key.
So Clark, you wrote the questions.
So we have three sets of questions for 3 rounds, so it should be pretty good.
And he's a fish guy, so I'm pretty confident he knows his stuff.
Okay, so no spoiler alert. So we won't give any of that away. That's coming up on Monday. You've also got a race coming up that's also part of the festival. Tell me about that.
Sure. That's been added to the schedule. It was last year as well. It's the Open Ocean Race. It's put on by the Barracuda Swim Club. There is a 10K, a 6K, a 3K, and a 1K race, and also solos and relays for a lot of those, and it's out at Sitka Sound. I can give you the info about ages. The 10K and the 6K are for 18 and older. 3K is for 16 and older, and then the 1K is open to all ages.
So have you seen this race? Clark, you're an intern, so you haven't been here, but Tara, have you seen it?
I wish I could say
I have
but
you
no.
Been in it?
Oh no. I do the polar plunge in the winter and that's about
enough.
It.
Yeah. Well, I've seen it. My nephew actually came up and did it, and he had a pretty rude awakening when he waded into that water. Somehow, you know, these people from the lower 48, he's from Illinois. Somehow he forgot that it was salt water. That was like the first thing that tripped him up, but I was pretty impressed. I know they get people from California, these kind of hardcore ocean water swimmers that come, and that one woman, you know, no wetsuit, 10K, I mean, she was in the water for hours. It was pretty impressive.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's always fun to watch. If you haven't seen that, that's coming up on August 11th. Go watch. It's encourage your friends and neighbors and the out of town folks too.
I'll throw into you can register. You have to pre-register online, and we have a link to our website, which we'll mention. SitkaSeafoodFestival.com.
Okay, SitkaSeafoodFestival.com. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've got another event, and Clark, you mentioned this one, I think, already, a paint and snack. Did you say that? Maybe Tara brought that up. So tell me about that. I know how to snack. I'm not very good at painting.
Right. So the paint and snack is for kids to come, and we host it at the office, and we have a local artist come in, and this past one was all based off of salmon. So it was all salmon-based, so they painted a little salmon. There was a little bit of science mixed into it. There was prizes given out to them, so it was basically like a 2-3 hour event for the kids to come and do some painting and have some snacks.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. So what day again is that? The 24th?
That's going to be the 24th from 1 to 3.
What day of the week? Is that a
Saturday?
That's a Saturday.
Yeah. Okay. And then it's $20 for the first kid, and then each additional kid is $10.
Okay. Awesome. Gosh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah,
am I too old to do that, to participate?
Just
probably.
Grab a neighborhood kid and okay. go along.
Okay, I'll watch. Yeah, that's probably better because I'm not a messy project kind of a guy. So let's moving on kind of chronologically, let's talk about the main festival.
Sure.
A little bit. So that's, we're looking at Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend will be what you probably were thinking of as the traditional seafood festival. So it'll be a banquet and a main day with some events and tables and things. And part of the reason that we did this move was we had the opportunity to work with Mermaid Festival and Sitka Conservation Society. And so it was just a great pairing. And again, just trying to really make this a full community event. So we're excited about it, and it'll be big and exciting.
Yeah,
so
can you tease any things that you special thing that you think are going to happen that day?
Well, hopefully
weekend?
A lot of seafood.
Yeah, well, that would be good.
And the banquet itself, Mermaid Festival, and we're part of it, is going to be partnering with Silks. So
oh, okay. So some aerial silks.
Yeah,
that's been a bit of a tradition, I think, at the festival over the years. Okay, awesome. So the festival, the banquet, let's talk about the banquet. So the banquet, part of it is to raise some money for some programs that you have. So Clark, I'm going to ask you to talk a little bit about that one.
Yeah, so all of the money that we're raising from all the events in the seafood festival, including the banquet, which will be the main big one, is going to be going to the crew member apprenticeship program. Mm-hmm. So basically that's a program that we run here at ASFT to get young folks out onto the commercial fishing industry and get them their first chance to get out and get on a boat and get some hands-on experience, because it's hard to break into that industry. Yeah.
So you're from New Jersey, but you had your first chance to break
in. I did.
You were part of this program, so tell me about that.
So it was pretty cool. I went out on a salmon troller, and it was pretty awesome. Learned how to run all the gear, spent the day out in the water. So it was quite a cool experience to see coming from New Jersey, try something new. Been fishing all my life, so getting to try the commercial fishing aspect was pretty awesome.
So that was last year. Is that when was that?
No, that was
it was
summer.
Already this year.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so I'm an intern at ASFT, but I've also been helping run the program, so I got a chance to go and like actually be involved with it.
Okay, what's your one big tip for aspiring crew members? There must be one at least that I could learn from, for example.
I think just like, don't be afraid and just go try it, because it's not like as crazy, scary, or like challenges as you think. Like, you just got to go and get your hands on and just go for it.
It's not what you see on the crab.
No.
Deadliest Catch. I'm not a TV watcher. I'm a radio guy, right? So, it's not that. So just do it. Good. Would you agree with that, Tara?
Yeah. And I would say, just to add to that, the crew apprentice program in specific, our program, we have opportunities for people to go out for just a day. And so if you want to try it and you don't want to commit to like 2 weeks out in the ocean, there's those nice opportunities. You can see if you've never been on a boat before, if you get seasick, for example. Important things to know.
Yeah, that's a good thing to know. So we are out of time, but I want to make sure people know where to go for information, because there's a lot of stuff going on between July and September. So what's the best way to find out what's going on?
Yeah, and there'll be more stuff popping up as we go along the year. So SitkaSeafoodFestival.com has an updated calendar and schedule, so that's the best place. But you can also contact us. Our number is 907-747-3400 if you have questions or want more info.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming in. We've been speaking with Tara Racine. She's communication coordinator with the Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust. That's why you say ASFT,
exactly.
Right? And Clark Edwards is an intern here and participant in the crew apprentice program. Thanks so much for coming in. Good luck. Good luck on the trivia contest. And don't give the answers away to everybody beforehand. I trust you. I think you'll be fine.